Amen. Let's turn to our Bibles in Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah wrote this 700 years before Jesus walked the earth. And it was around 712 BC. And even though this is 2,700 years old, I believe there's still truth in here for us as believers today. This was written during a time when, the Jewish nation were it. They were God's people, and this was definitely for them. But I believe it's as much, if not more so, for us today as followers of Jesus Christ, as the church. We are his people. So let's look at chapter 42, starting in verse number 5. It says, "Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee. I will give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness, and out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands." Verse number five, he talks about how he's created us and filled us with his spirit. Moving along into verses 6 and 7, he's talking about Jesus. Talking about Jesus opening the blinded eyes and setting the prisoners free. If you've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, that's you this morning. You no longer have to walk in darkness. You're no longer blinded to sin. You've seen the light of the truth of the gospel. And you're no longer bound by chains of sin. You are set free. You're no longer a prisoner to all that. And that's one of the reasons we worship him this morning, one of the many reasons we worship him. Verse 8 says that he won't share his glory with other gods. Now, we don't worship man-made statues that sit on our mantles anymore like they did back then, hopefully. But I believe the idols and the things that are worshipped other than God have kind of evolved, and the enemy's gotten more sly in his approach as well, too, to where we're worshipping things like our hobbies, our vacations, our families, our kids' hobbies, our spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, video games, friends, you fill in the blank, you name it. Anything that takes up your time more than God could very well be an idol in your life that you're worshiping. In verses 9 and 10, he says that he's doing a new thing. So he wants us to sing a new song, and all of our worship should go to him and not any of those other things. So he's doing a new thing, and he wants us to sing a new song as he expands our borders through worship. So let's all stand and sing a new song to him this morning. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise. Let everything that hath breath,
that has breath,
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. One more time, let's try it again. Let everything that hath breath,
that has breath,
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's sing. I'll praise him in the valley. I'll praise him on the mountain. I'll praise when I'm sure. I'll praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when I'm outnumbered. And praise when I'm surrounded. Cause praise is the water my enemies drown.
praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise cause you're faithful. Praise cause you're true. I'll praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I'll praise cause you're sovereign. Praise cause you reign. Praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise cause you're faithful. Praise cause you're true. Praise cause there's nobody greater than you.
So this morning, you may have already noticed this service is a little bit different than usual. If it's your first time here, this service is a little bit different than usual. Normally, we have about 30 minutes of music, and then there's about 30 minutes of a message, something like that. So our internal clocks kind of tell us when this is winding down and when we know we can get to go to lunch, right? So this is a little bit different for us this morning. But normally, when someone preaches, especially in this pulpit, you'll have three points to the sermon, and those 3 points all start with the same letter. And I've been so impressed, and I usually don't do that. I maybe have 1 point, and you know, therefore it could start with any letter. But today, I have 3 points, and they all start with the same letter. Yep. So Pastor Cameron, you preached on Isaiah 54? Wow, good memory, right? Yep. So Isaiah 54, and all of your 3 points, you had 3 points, and they started with the letter D. Am I right? You think so? He doesn't remember. You did. It was really good. You should go back and watch. Yeah. So today I'm in Isaiah 42, same book. And I have 3 points, and they all start with the letter D as well. Yeah. I did not plan on this. It just happened. Well, it didn't just happen. You know how God works. So that leads us to point number one. So what does expanding our borders in worship look like, or what should it look like? First point is it should be diverse, or it will be diverse. Look around the room. This is a good excuse for you just to check out the rest of the crowd and see what somebody's wearing or what they look like. Just look around the room. You can do this. We're all different. We're fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of a creative and diverse God. We don't all like the same stuff. We have different things that we do during the week, different things that we enjoy. We listen to different types of music. We don't all like the same songs when we come into church. Some of y'all didn't like that song right now. We just sang. We don't all like the same singers. By the way, God has given us some wonderful voices, some wonderful singers in our church. Am I right? For real. And also some wonderful players, great instrumentalists, really amazing. And it's an honor to be up here to be part of all of that. And he's also given us a wonderful group of songwriters who are emerging and singing some of the songs that we've done in our productions and done in our services. And we all went to a conference together a few months ago not all of us were able to go, but a conference in Nashville some of us were able to go to. And Clint Overby back there, wave your hand, Clint. He placed in one of the categories as far as a song. They had a little competition going on, so way to go, Clint. And we're going to be having a special night highlighting our songwriters and hearing the testimonies and the songs, the stories behind some of those songs, coming up February 23rd, Sunday night in here. So make plans to be here that night. We serve a creative God, It was highlighted there in chapter 42, that first verse we read out of 42, verse number 5. And he says it again in chapter 43. He says, But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name, thou art mine. He has created us, he's redeemed us, he's called us by name, and he knows our name. That's pretty amazing. And then moving on to verse number 5, it says, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. So this was a gathering back of the scattered nation of Israel, a gathering back of them. But they were God's people. We are God's people now as well. And there are Christians all over the world. There are Christians from all different walks of life, all different ages, all different races. And so they're from everywhere. And I believe that needs to be represented here in this church. We do a wonderful job reaching multiple generations, different age groups. Do a wonderful job there. But there are nations and races represented in our region, in our community, that aren't here. Look around the room. You can do it again. We actually don't look all that different. But if you walk around Walmart or other parts of town, other parts of the community, it might look a little more diverse. You might see more diversity in God's creation. And it's my prayer that we'll see more of that here. And as that happens, that we'll be welcoming to people that are different than us. The diversity in how we worship will expand the more diverse people worship with us. So I've been here a while, a few decades, not as long as Pastor James. He's been here a really, really, really long time. I've just been here a really, really long time. And I get so little negative feedback, and I think it's probably because I'm so intimidating. No, I don't think it's because you love everything we do musically. I think it's because your perspective is right. We don't just do one kind of music. If you've been around a while, you know, if you weren't really into that song or weren't able to connect with that song, weren't able to worship with that song, the one's coming up next or in a few minutes, yeah, that might be the one for you. And you're mature enough to see God past the style and past the delivery of the song. That's the beautiful part of being part of a church filled with Jesus followers from all walks of life. In all ages, the family of God. Sing this with me. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joined hands with Jesus as we you.
so glad.
I'm so glad.
Glad to be part of the beautiful family of God. And not only should it look diverse, but it should look different. It will look different. Central Baptist Church has grown these past 40 years. It looks different today than it did back in 1985. It looked different in 1995. It looked different in 2005. It's changed through the years as different people are a part of it. That just happens. Chapter 42, verse 9, backing up, said, "Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them." And then over to chapter 43, verse 18, says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." As I mentioned already, today's different. This service is different. Sometimes, in order for things to be different and to change as they need to, we need to get out of our comfort zones. Verse 21 says, "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." We were made to worship. He didn't say, "Sing my praise there." Now, we know we are to sing, and there's plenty of verses to tell us to sing, but it says to show forth my praise there. We often equate worship and praise with music, but they're not the same thing. You can worship and praise God without singing that worship or that praise. You can worship him all kinds of ways. In fact, I'd like to hear from you. If you would call out different ways that we can praise God this morning. Anybody in the room? Other than music. Prayer? Yes. What was that? I'm sorry. Service, thank you. Prayer? Service? Anybody else? Tithes and offerings through Scripture. I missed a few, I think. It's a big room. Spending time in nature, somebody over here. Preaching and teaching. Absolutely. The list goes on and on. There's all kinds of ways that we can worship and praise God beyond just worshiping him through music, through our prayers, through reading the Bible, through our service, through a word of testimony. Now, I've asked Robin Maples this morning if you would stand just to share what's on your heart this morning. Normally, she's one to sing her praises, but she doesn't do too much of this, but she's going to share a word of what's on her heart this morning.
Good morning. For those of you who may not know me, I am Robin Maples. Many of you might know our family because we sing. When we first came to Central 19 years ago, we had lost our son, Luke, to cystic fibrosis. He was 2.5 years old at the time. I'm sure many of you have experienced loss yourself. Over those 19 years here, we have faced many challenges. A few of them are cystic fibrosis, and many stays in the hospital with Olivia and Jordan. We've had a house fire. We had an ATV accident, which caused injuries and a traumatic brain injury. Had the death of my sister to cancer. Some unspoken hurts, which I'm sure many of you have. The most recent heartbreak has been my husband, Joey, and his battle with cancer, and his passing on October 21st. Since October, I have focused on two words, faithfulness and honesty. I've leaned on God's faithfulness while being honest with God, myself, and others about how hard this journey has been. It doesn't feel good, and it's hard. Despite my struggles, I have chosen to focus on God's attributes like love, faithfulness, and sovereignty, praising and worshiping Him for who He is. There are many verses in God's Word to strengthen and encourage us when we feel like we're in a pit. And this verse has been my anchor, Lamentations 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Worship does not just have to be about singing, but I can't help but share this song with all of you. It perfectly captures my feelings. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around is shaken, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, because He's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would He fail now? He won't. And that's why I worship Him.
Amen. Thank you so much, Robin. Only a life changed by Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, can do that, you know? And we can all, like I said, worship Him in different ways. These guys here in the middle, look at them. They love it. They're in the box, Daniel and Dale. They're not just moving buttons and sliding slides there. They're worshiping God. They're making sure the gospel is heard. They're making sure you hear the music and all the instruments and all that stuff. They're making sure that there's no squeals or anything like that. There's not any. Good job so far. Yeah. Upstairs in the balcony, y'all may not even realize they're there. There's a room full of people up there. They're running screens, making sure there's words on the screen, scriptures and song lyrics so we can sing. They've got the cameras going. They're following me along. Did they get it? Good job. Good job. When you drove in to the parking lot this morning, there were guys out there braving the blizzard we had over the last few days to direct traffic and to greet you as you drove onto the parking lot here this morning. And as you walked in the doors, there were people there to greet you, I hope. And as you give this morning, as you give your tithes and offerings, it's an act of worship. There, some of you in the room, you have small kids that aren't with you right now. That's because there's a group of volunteers over in the nursery right now watching those kids as an act of worship. It's not just because they want to be there and hang out with your loud kids for an hour. No, they're worshiping Jesus while they do it. Some are in Hero Central right now. Just to give these parents, some of you parents, a break from the distractions of the kids around you, where you can hear what God has to say to you this morning. I'm so grateful for them and all of you who serve in so many different ways. But sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zones, right? As the church changes, it becomes more diverse and looks more different. It might mean something that you don't feel like, oh, that's not me. That's not my ministry. Some of you, it might be to sing in the choir. You knew I was going to go there, right? Somebody said to me a few weeks ago, they said, y'all don't need me in the choir. Y'all got plenty of room up there, plenty of people up there. I mean, not room, people. And I was like, yeah, that's because we have just the right amount of chairs to cover the amount of people that are up there. But y'all, we can add rows here. We can move these players up this way. We can add rows back in the corners. We can push these boxes. There's drummers in there. Did y'all know that? We could push them off to the side. Yep. Thank you, Michael. We could push them off the side, add chairs up there. We could push out a wall if we need to. Let us figure that out. Come on, don't let that hinder you. Come on and sing in the choir. This is about the moment in the service where we normally all stand and we have a moment of fellowship where we shake hands with each other and talk with people we know, and the choir makes their way up. And the introverts in the room are like, please let this be over soon. We're going to do that right now, but I'm going to make it worse. I want everybody to get out of their comfort zone in one way or another. Some of you, it might be to sing in the choir this morning. It might be to come up and join us. And you're more than welcome to do that, even if you haven't practiced or know the songs. Come on. Some of you, it might be you might see somebody around you who needs some encouragement. Maybe you've got a scripture you can share with them. Or even pray with them. You know, you can pray in 10 seconds or 30 seconds. We'll only be doing this for about a minute or so. So those of you struggling with this, know it's going to end soon. But at the very least, find somebody in the room you don't know and introduce yourself. It's really easy. I'll show you how it works. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Darren Hughes.
I'm Tony Brown.
Nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. See, anybody could do that, right? All right, so let's all stand up together and get out of your comfort zones.
Jesus, the name above every other name.
of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. 'Cause you are holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up our eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there is no one like you. There is
beautiful job. Thank you, choir. And y'all, there are a few first-timers up there. Seriously, thank you guys for joining us. Getting out of your comfort zone. So we can expand the borders of our worship through diversity. We expand the borders of our worship and things will look different. And the third D, and y'all, not only does it have the first same first letter, they have the first same second letter as well. They're all D-I. I think that gets extra, doesn't it? Yeah. We've got diverse, different, and divine. Divine. Our worship must be divine. Divine means of, from, or like God. We have a warm, friendly, laid-back atmosphere. We were talking about that a little bit in Breakfast with the Pastors this morning, how some of the people that are newer to the church are feeling that, and that's wonderful. Many of us that have been coming here for years, we come in and we see friends we know, people that we've grown up in the community together or that you've been going to church together for a long time. And it's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. But I'm afraid sometimes through all the atmosphere, we might sometimes lose the divine. We might lose our focus being on worshiping, and we might approach God a little too casually. And I just want to challenge you and warn you a little bit with that. That doesn't mean you have to come in all somber and sad. But it does mean when it's that moment where we're focusing our complete attention on Him, we remember who He is. He's the one that redeemed us, the one that created us, the one that loves us, the one who's holy and perfect and is everything. And our worship needs to reflect that. It needs to be divine. Chapter 43, verse 22 says, "But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel." That they were missing it here. Verse 23, "Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins." Sometimes we need a reminder of why we're here and why we worship.
Mushroom. King of all kings, born in a manger, the greatest story told. He walked on the earth, a carpenter. He came to fix my broken soul.
Today. all that our Heavenly Father did for us. He made possible by what Jesus did on the cross. I want to ask you to bow your heads just for a moment while we're still standing. And in this moment, maybe you just need to come and stand or kneel at this altar. Just express worship and praise to the Lord. We've worshiped Him through song. One of the most beautiful ways that we can worship Him is to just bow in His presence. We come to the altar often to repent, to confess, to bring burdens, but let's not forget that this is a place of worship. So in this quiet moment of worship and praise and invitation, I want to invite you to just come. Some are already coming. Step out. Maybe you've never done that before, and this will be stretching your borders a little bit, but just come and kneel in this altar, and let's just worship the Lord. Let's exalt the Lamb that made it possible. All for Him. All for Him. That's the heart of worship. Lord, here's my all. I give You my life. I give You my all. As the music plays, would You come this morning? Let's worship Him together.
All my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I? All my gratitude, I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must stand, and You never do. So I throw up my hands to praise You again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father, our worship may seem inadequate, but it is what you ask us to bring. And so in obedience, we give you our all. We give you our life. We give you our hallelujah. And we worship you this morning. Father, stretch us out. Expand us. May this day and this week, this year, be a year when we worship you like we've never before. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Just got one last scripture I want to share with you from that same passage. What's next in chapter 44? It says, "Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses." If we're thirsty for him, we'll experience that living water, the floods, his spirit expanding the borders of our worship beyond whenever you think it was the best. Because I believe the best is yet to come, all the way to heaven and beyond.